Okay, so in this video, we'll talk about a couple ideas. One is the concept of cross picking, and so I'm going to contrast that a little bit with alternate picking. So we can use alternate picking as we're cross picking, and from my understanding of cross picking, we have a little bit more of a concept of a pattern that could be done alternate picking or not. But we're basically taking a three string group, and we're gonna create a right hand, or I should say picking hand pattern from that. Okay, and this is used in bluegrass type music, but it's, I think, fair game for any genre of music. So let's start by creating a pattern of notes so that we have something to work with here for the right hand. And so we're going to pick. Let's use strings 2, 3, and 4. Okay, and we'll come up with a group. So we have, let's say we play, well, let's say we're playing C major sep. So we'll play this note on string 3, fret 7, and we're gonna basically think of this as a chord at first. We're gonna play 3 and finger 4 on string 2, fret 12, and finger 2 on string 4, fret 10. So I originally you kind of picked up this idea from listening to Pat Metheny. Whether or not he's doing this specific thing, I'm not sure. I'm sure he does at some point, but I mean, this is just kind of a would be like kind of a fleeting moment in some of his lines. But anyway, and then I'm sort of wanting to talk about that in the context of cross picking. So pick this little bit of a pattern. Okay, so we're gonna take this three note chord, and we're gonna do kind of a cross picking idea. And I'll have to admit that I don't know a ton about cross picking, but I was reading up a little bit about it. I think I have an understanding of it conceptually anyway. So we're gonna have these three notes. Okay, this kind of forms in the context of C major 7, the third, the 7, and the root note. So let's look at what we can do on the picking hand side of this. So we'll take this and we'll start on the middle string, the third string of the four that we're using, and we'll pluck string 3, string 2, string 3, string 4. Okay, so we're playing. And now what you can do is pluck when you pluck, in order to let it not ring, you can release pressure from the string on the fretting hand side. But keep your finger on the string, right? So cross picking, as far as I understand it, is a pattern. Typically on three strings, and so we're gonna have a little pattern, which is gonna be strings 3, 2, 3, 4, and that would be it. And then you repeat it. Okay. Now let's look at some other useful shapes. So let's say, and I'm gonna improvise over Lady Bird on this, and I'll use this concept in there some. Somewhat. You've probably heard this me play this kind of thing before, but this is going to be over F minor 7, we could play a partial of the F minor 7. So it's really kind of like an A flat in first inversion as far as the chord goes. But then we're picking out of it. So, and then if we want to go to B7, we could just drop that low note. So we could do that, or we could go either one. Right, and then we might go back to C major 7, but we could play another grouping here. So, and also we could play things outside of the four notes of the C major 7 or what have you. Okay, so a little later on in the progression, we'd have B flat minor 7, so we could play something like this, and E flat 7, right? So now I'm in sixth position. Okay, and the E flat 7, we go to A flat major 7, A minor 7, D7, D minor 7, G7, and then C major 7, maybe E flat major 7, A flat major 7, D flat major 7, and then something like that. So I'll do a little playing on this, and we'll just see if we can kind of take off with this concept a bit. All right, so I'm gonna play a little bit on the Lady Bird progression here with the backing track, and I may not play that exclusively, but I'll definitely kind of work that into things. Okay, so let's start out with this. Okay, so there we have a bit of that and how that all may work for us. So So that's the idea of cross picking and playing with some of the changes over that. And I typically probably wouldn't maybe play around with it as much as I did there, but you kind of get the idea of sort of the sound of it on that. So that's kind of the thought on that. So the idea there is cross picking and playing through the changes, basically using arpeggios. I mean, you're kind of thinking about arpeggios that maybe fit well on a group of three strings, and I'm pretty much using alternate picking. So with groups of four or eight, alternate picking definitely works out very well for that. All right, so that will conclude this talk for the lessons and talks, and so I'll see you all in the next one. Have a really great practice session.